This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Amira Crook, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is A-M-A-R-A. Last name is C-R-O-O-K. On October 24th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 24-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 135 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a fall injury on or about October 27th, 2022, period. She fell off a rock wall when she was she fell off a rock wall due to a faulty harness. This was at a recreational outdoor haunted house called Fear Fair. That's F-E-A-R-F-A-I-R, period. The patient fell several feet, period. She landed on her right side, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained a significant injury in a very severe fall, period. She had immediate pain in her entire back, comma, mid-back, comma, low-back, comma, right wrist, comma, and right elbow, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having problems involving her entire hip, comma, pelvis, comma, thoracic, comma, lumbar area, comma, right wrist, comma. However, her right elbow has essentially improved, period. New paragraph. The patient has pain involving her entire hip as well as pelvic pain, period. She had four fractures with internal bleeding, and she had one surgery with two large screws that are permanent, period. Her pain is described as intermittent, occurring approximately 8 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing, aching-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates around the hip and pelvic area, period. She was told she may not be able to give a natural childbirth and may not be able to carry a baby to term, period. New paragraph. In reference to the thoracic area, she has pain and diminished range of motion, period. The pain is described as intermittent, approximately 10 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing, shooting type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. She was told she had a compression burst fracture at T10, period. She was placed in a back brace for a period, period. New paragraph. Her lumbar pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing and aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into the hips, period. She was told she had an L4-5 fractures in her back. She was treated with a back brace and 1.5 months of bed rest, period. New paragraph. Her right wrist pain is present with severe diminished range of motion, period. The pain is constant, period. It is an aching, shooting-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up the arm, period. She was told she had a fractured scaphoid waist fracture, period. She had two surgeries, but they still have not fully healed as of the present date, period. The first surgery put screws in and it did not heal, and it required a second surgery in July of 23, where the screws were removed and a bone graft from the radius was used, period. She states it is still not healed, period. New paragraph. Her right elbow pain has improved greatly, period. Her right elbow, as she states, has essentially improved, period. She states she has full range of motion, period. She does have occasional pain, but is not severe, period. She had a dislocation and was popped back into place when she was under anesthesia for the wrist surgery, period. The arm was put into a sling, period. She states that her wrist, hip, and elbow reduction surgery were all done at the same time, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that she was essentially treated at IU Methodist Hospital, except for physical therapy at ATI Physical Therapy. The date of the accident, ambulance airlifted her to IU Methodist Emergency Room. She was admitted for about 1 week, period. She was told that she had fractures and was stabilized, period. She had two surgeries. Done with her hip, as well as rods inserted, and her wrist had screws, and her elbow was reduced and put back in place, period. They did various CAT scans and radiographic studies, period. She was released November 4th to home, and then mid-November she was seen at IU Methodist Neurosurgery Center for follow-up, period. She had x-rays and had various follow-ups for her hip and wrist, period. She had a second surgery July 31st, 2023, period. Before the second surgery, there were multiple attempts at healing with bone stimulation as well as medications, period. Upon the second surgery, they removed the first set of screws of the wrist and did bone grafting from the radius as well as additional screws put in, period. She had physical therapy before and after the second surgery, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems standing over 15 minutes, comma, sitting over 20 minutes, comma, housework, comma, cooking, comma, laundry, comma, vacuuming, comma, sports such as rock climbing, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, driving a car greater than 45 minutes, comma, and walking over 1 mile, period. New paragraph, under medications, denies other than over-the-counter pain medicines, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes Tylenol, comma, Aleve, comma, lidocaine patches, PRN, comma, wrist splint, comma, physical therapy now for her back, comma, bone stimulator for the wrist, comma, and Epsom salt baths, period. New paragraph, past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, past surgical history is three surgeries for this injury at two different dates, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history, the patient never injured her hip in the past, period. The patient never injured her thoracic spine in the past, period. The patient never injured her lumbar area in the past, period. The patient never injured her right wrist in the past, period. The patient never injured her right elbow in the past, period. The patient never had a work injury, period. The patient was never injured in an automobile accident. She only had minor automobile accidents, such as one in July of 20 with no treatment or exam, period. There was moderate damage to the vehicle, which was T-bone, period. She was not injured, period. The patient was never in an athletic injury, period. The patient never had a prior fall injury, period. The patient had a pinched nerve in her left shoulder blade in high school. She did have a chiropractic treatment for 3 to 4 months with total resolution, period. The patient sprained her ankle as a child and it resolved, period. She never broke a bone in the past, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that the patient was a previous student and she had to quit her full-time job as a bartender and a server due to the pain and inability to stand and use a right and use her right wrist, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Orthopedic outpatient provider note, September 13th, 2023. Date of surgery, October 31st, 2022, was percutaneous fixation, right posterior pelvic ring, period. She is nearly a year out from surgery. With respect to her pelvis, she feels like she has pain, and she points to the greater trochanter, period. This is not constant, period. Assessment is multiple closed, unstable lateral compression fractures of the pelvis, period. Neurosurgery outpatient provider notes, September 26, 2023. State 24-year-old female presents with ongoing low back pain, period. Presented to Methodist Emergency Department as trauma on October 28, 2022, following a 20 to 25-foot fall from a rock climbing device, period. Unfortunately, she sustained T12 two-column fracture with 2 millimeters of retropulsion, period. Still endorses chronic daily low back pain, as well as sharp nerve-like pain around the T12 area, period. Their assessment was T12 vertebral fracture and number 2 lumbago, period. IU Hospital University, November 30th, 2022. X-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spine show similar appearance of the T12 compression deformity with approximately 10 to 20% height loss, unchanged from prior studies, period. Rehabilitation note at IU Methodist, November 1st, 2022. Problems are multiple closed, unstable lateral compression fractures of the pelvis, period. Radiology, IU Methodist, comparison of the CT abdomen and pelvis, October 24th, 2022. State number 1, pelvic fractures. Number 2, leftward displacement of the urinary bladder secondary to hematoma along the right pelvic sidewall, period. CT exam, October 27th, 2022, CT of the chest was showed 2 column fractures of T12 with 2 millimeters of retropulsion, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis show lateral compression pelvic ring fractures, including comminuted and displaced right sacral fracture with an oblique component extending through the left S3 neuroforamen. Foramina, period. Also displaced right superior and inferior, displaced right superior and inferior pubic rami fractures, period. Widening of the left sacroiliac joint suggesting ligamentous injury, period. Fracture of the left pubic bone fracture, period. Displaced right L4 and L5 transverse process fractures, period. CT of the elbow done October 28, 2022. Impression, successful reduction of the previously seen dislocated olecranon and radius, period. Surgery operative note October 31st, 2022. Post-op diagnosis is right complete sacral fracture, comma, right superior and inferior pubic ramus fracture, comma, and simple right elbow dislocation, period. Procedure performed is percutaneous fixation, posterior pelvic ring, comma, right on the right period, and stress examination of the right elbow period. Radiology result of the hand, December 15th, 2022. Again, seen as a Herbert screw, that's H-E-R-B-E-R-T. Again, seen as a Herbert screw in situ for a scaphoid waist fracture period. X-ray exam, December 15th, 2022. X-rays of the pelvis, impression 1. Intact screws transfixing the right SI joint in sacrum, comma, with similar alignment period. Number 2, redemonstrated displaced right superior pubic ramus fracture, comma, with similar alignment period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of October 27th, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, October 24th, 2023, the patient was a very pleasant and cooperative female, period. Examination of the skin revealed 2 surgical scars involving the right wrist, period. One was 2 centimeters involving the right dorsal wrist, period. There was a 3-centimeter vertical scar involving the right lateral palmar aspect of the wrist, period. There was a 3-centimeter vertical scar involving the right lateral hip, period. There were minor hand scars due to gravel, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils equally reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable with the normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Examination of the extremities revealed abnormalities on the right, period. There was slight swelling of the right wrist, period. There was significantly diminished range of motion, period. There was diminished strength of the right wrist, period. There was diminished grip strength noted by using the JMR dynamometer, period. Grip strength in the right hand was only 15 degrees, and on the left was grip strength on the right was diminished to 15 kilograms, and on the left to 40 kilograms, period. The patient is left-hand dominant, period. Her wrist examination on the right showed a flexion diminished by 42 degrees, period. Extension was diminished by 36 degrees, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength noted in the thoracic area, period. There was diminished range of motion in the thoracic spine, period. Thoracic flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 14 degrees, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 26 degrees and extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 74 degrees right and 86 degrees left, period. Examination of the hip revealed tenderness in the bilateral regions, period. The right was greater than left, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right hip, period. The right hip flexion was diminished by 36 degrees, period. Right hip abduction was diminished by 22 degrees, period. right hip adduction, ADD, was diminished by 12 degrees, period. A pelvic examination exteriorly of the pelvis revealed pain and tenderness on palpation, bilaterally, period. The right was greater than left, period. Examination of the elbows were unremarkable with full range of motion of both elbows, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, pelvic and hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, multiple unstable compression fractures, comma, pelvic ring fractures, comma, displaced right inferior pubic ramus fracture, comma, displaced fracture of the right superior ramus with screws, comma, displaced right superior ramus fracture with screws transfixing the right sacroiliac joint and sacrum, comma, severe ligamentous injury as seen on CAT scan, comma, and fractures of the left pubic bone, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and fracture of T12 with retropulsion, period. Retropulsion is RETROPULSION, period. Number three, lumbar and sacral trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, displaced L4 and L5 transverse process fractures, comma, fractured right complete sacral fracture, comminuted and displaced, period. Next number, right wrist trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, fractured scaphoid waist fracture requiring two surgeries without complete healing, period. Next number, right elbow trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and dislocation of the lecranon and radius surgically reduced, period. Next number, trauma to the urinary bladder causing leftward displacement due to hematoma of the pelvic wall greatly improved, period. New paragraph. No, not stretch that new paragraph. Let's state the above diagnoses are all caused by the fall injury of October 27th, 2022, period. New paragraph. The patient has sustained multiple permanent impairments due to this serious fall injury, period. There is significant permanent impairment to the pelvis, comma, hip, comma, thoracic area, comma, lumbar and sacral areas, comma, and right wrist regions, period. Because of these injuries, the patient will, because of these severe injuries, the patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in her thoracic, lumbar, right wrist, pelvis and hip areas, period. Also, the patient is almost certainly unable to give natural childbirth as a result of this fall injury, period. The patient will certainly be able to get pregnant, but she will have significant in serious complications carrying a child to term, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications, over-the-counter and analgesics at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need physical therapy, and she is presently requiring this for her wrist at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. She will need future ongoing physical therapy or chiropractic care for her back at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. Although the patient was advised at the present time she does not need more surgery, however, I'd like to state that it is not uncommon for hardware in these types of cases can move, and there may be surgical intervention required to either remove the screws or readjust the locations, period. The patient still presently has two rods in the sacral and pelvic region, as well as one screw in the wrist, period. The patient can benefit by some back injections at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A back brace costs approximately $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. As I mentioned, there would be significant expenses associated with her almost certainly inability to give natural childbirth, as well as her significant and serious complications of carrying a child to term, period. I do want to reiterate that the patient has had significant multi-system and multi-organ trauma from this severe fall injury, period. I think the patient has made an outstanding recovery considering the seriousness of her injuries. However, she does have permanency as outlined above, involving multiple body systems, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation, period.